Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is George Harrison wishing you all Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Drive safely.
If you please, Doctor. 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 Oh. Hey. Too fortissimo, too allegro, too quantro.
Oh, is that bad?
It ain't good. You're supposed to be singing about the voices of spring, not the eruption of a volcano. Give with the throat, not with the bellows.
Oh, Professor, you want it more like a bird.
That's it. That's it. Give me the bird.
Oh! And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes! Yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, I'll say you man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
Giddy up.
Thank you.
Friday Possum theme. Never heard of that show. Wojak. Starring John Vernon. Man with the greatest voice of all time. I need to get that sound bite. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Don't I know it? Alright, well, welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth, listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio. Mondays, Possum Hour, Friday, us. The rest of the week, you're on your own, son. Blah, 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 blah. Actually, I'm in a good frame of mind. I'm not in a blah, 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 frame of mind. A little angsty. That's all. Gotta go see the doctor Monday, you know. Put you on edge. Puts me on, you know, you get to a certain age. Puts you on edge. Ooh. All right, let's see. How's about... this one.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
You fucker!
All right. All right.
Good times, man.
Yeah, there we go. There it is.
Well, everybody wishes you were back in the lounge, man.
I'll be working on maybe this week. I'm not in a hurry. Probably by next Friday I'll be in. I'll try.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I'm starting to book a gigs, like, for the spring, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm booking gigs for the spring. And, but I don't really have anything for this month or next month to speak of.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get some stuff done this time. I'm going to come to the end and go, what did I do? Well, you watched YouTube for... 5 hours every day, and then switched over to Laramie for a couple hours, and then you went on Facebook for a couple hours, and then you went to bed.
Going to get things done.
I'm going to get some things done. Get some things done.
Right. Make yourself up a list.
Yeah. The to-do list. I got a weird thing right before the show. 3 calls in a row from the county lockup.
Whoa. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was
Have
some woman's voice.
Like
what?
Have you ever done anything like that?
Yeah, I've spoken to that one guy. One guy that went off his nut there.
Okay.
Called the cops. Woo! Alrighty, yeah. But I'm like, fuck no. Because, man, I that cost me an arm and a leg, man. I felt bad for the dude, and I was talking to him while he's in the jug. Anyway, I don't know anybody in the jug. And it's like, if anybody was in the jug and didn't know me, they would call me on my home number, not on my gym crack. Yeah. Nobody knows the gym crack.
So. No, I suppose someone's calling from the correction officer to get you a gig in there to draw some kind
of No. No, because they had to, they said the name, you know, so-and-so. Sounded like a gal from a trailer park or something. I'm like,
well,
that's okay.
Nice, man.
I'm not that hard up yet. You never knew. But,
that's strange, man.
We got some stuff to blow up. I got one to blow up Monday.
Yeah.
I love this, man. Have excess blowing up of stuff. Stuff to blow up. Stuff for which blowing up is going to be happening.
That's a good to-do list right there. Stuff
yeah, it makes life
up.
Easier. That's the hardest part. That's the hardest part is figuring out what to blow up.
Uh-huh.
So, when we blew up Juice Newton a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, maybe last Friday, everybody insisted that we blow up Angel in the Morning.
Angel in the Morning.
So, there's Angel of the Morning, Angel in the Morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know where the angel is. I don't know what time of day. It's the morning, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's going to be angel dust now, baby.
Yeah. We're going to blow it up real good before it goes too far. All right, let's just do it. Let's just jump into it, huh?
Jump right into it.
All right.
And now for something completely different.
I kill myself to it, but last name was Carl.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
Don't you ever talk about my dick without my permission!
I see no need to take me home.
No, I'm laying a temp on Puerto Rican.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Slow down, baby, you're traveling at me.
double whammy. I tell you what, man. Sleep the switch. We were talking about Heredity crapple in the lounge.
Oh, okay.
Apple Cheeks has got that book that a branch of her family, they take it way, way back.
Oh, okay.
Some guy published, so that's really neato.
That is. That's pretty cool.
Neato, Skeeto. But my Q-sister did a deep dive. I'd like to get that from her, but I got to get her phone number first, man. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, on the list. There you go.
Number
it's
one on
the phone number. It
God
should be up there.
It
should be up there first on the list.
Phone number 46.
There you go.
Love it.
Now you're rocking. Now you're rocking.
We're on our
you're
way. Well, actually, that's number two. That's number two. Because
okay.
I started my taxes this week. Can you believe it?
Oh, okay.
Commodore Decker actually started his taxes in February.
It's still February.
I haven't
yeah.
done that since I was a working stiff. you know, and I got money back from the government. And if I file by Monday, which is the last day of the month, I save $30 on the TurboTax.
Oh, sweet.
So, I'm a motivated filer. I don't know if I'm going to pay it, if I have to pay any, because, man, whew, they just bleed me dry.
That's a couple of cases of Maddie. $30
well,
a couple of cases of Maddie.
No, it used to be. Now it's about a case and a half.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. Man, price of everything going up, Jack. Even cheap beer's not cheap. The beginning of the year, I get hammered by all the stupid insurance and this and that and charges for this crap.
Yep.
And then you got right after that, it's the taxes. Whammo! You know, it's just like if it wasn't enough.
Uh-huh.
Just pummel you.
No
breathing
room.
Bloody you. Make you a bloodied corpse.
Indeed, bloody
so how was your week, man?
I had a bad week. Not a bad week.
Yeah,
usual.
Good.
Not doing jack shit. No list. No list being made here.
Yeah. You probably already did your taxes, right?
Nah.
No. You get money back,
so.
Dude.
My sister does that shit.
Oh, fuck then.
Whatever she has it done is cool, mate.
Let her worry about that then. Hey,
exactly. I love it.
Mate. You got it made. You got it made there.
Damn skeptic.
Yeah. Oh, I got a joke.
Yeah.
Bogey sent this the other, I guess it's a few days ago. And it's a little kid saying the joke, so it's a lot funnier when you see the little kid say it. And if I can find
it,
I'll post it after the show.
Good.
thought I'd steal the material. Here we go. Why do girls rub their eyes when they get up in the morning?
I think girls rub their eyes when they get up in the morning. Why is that?
Yep. Because they don't have nuts to scratch.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Little kid saying
that,
huh?
A little kid saying it's funny, you know. He, out of the mouths of babes.
That was definitely a happy ass.
There you go. Happiness.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it. All right, man. Shoot. It's really funny when the little kids say, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
All right,
can't wait to see this.
Man. One last thing before we do this. Look up my notes. I wrote this one down the other night, and I'm thinking, what the fuck did I mean by this? Oh, shit. I'm hooked on my old high school Facebook community.
Yeah.
I saw the poop. And I don't know, I hope I'm not offending anybody if somebody does tune in. they shared this one guy passed away. Old classmate. Good riddance. That guy was a jackass. I mean, I had no prayers, no hugs, no nothing for that piece of shit. Fuck him. Hope he goes to hell. And I'm thinking, is that so wrong? Is that a bad thing? Did that motherfucker fuck me? He fucked all my friends. He fucked over everybody I know. You know? He's a piece of shit. And I'm like, I didn't like it. I didn't put a sad thing. I just went like, scroll on, man.
No shit. Came across that, huh?
Yeah. He's a piece of shit, man. The fuck
Jesus him. Christ.
Fuck him. He stole, like, a bunch of money. Man, that's right. He stole money off of that dude, too. Shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Stole money, a lot of money off of two of my friends. Or maybe the one might have been a quarter pound of weed. I'm not sure. Cash equivalent. He's a thief.
Oh, yeah.
And he took my last dime.
That shit.
Yeah. Couldn't even make a phone call.
I got people.
Well, there they are. The Possum Lounge would never do something like that.
No. That's the Possum Lounge.
I walk home from the bowling alley, man. There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
She's here tonight. Oh, Lucy's having troubles.
Oh, no.
Lucy's got issues. And that's okay, you know. He's a dog occupying space on this plane. You know what I felt really bad about was in Ukraine, the pets and stuff. Well, not the only thing I felt bad, but they had a thing on the pets. It's really, really rough on them. And, man, I'll tell you what, them Ukrainians so far have put up a brave stance. You got to hand it to them, man.
Yeah.
They're standing up them fucking Ruskies, man.
Yep.
And I kind of don't even blame the Russian soldiers. They're just following orders. It's that cock-sucking poop.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking war criminal.
They got to follow orders.
Piece of shit. I'll bet he'd take my last dime so I'd have to walk home from the ball.
Oh, you know he would.
Carrying my ball? Fuck, man. Fuck you, Putin. Fuck Putin, man.
Fuck All right. Putin.
Yeah. Sick. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
I do. I feel so bad for them, Apple Cheeks. It's like, they didn't ask for this shit. You know? Cocksucking fucking Putin. Alright, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Those fucking Russians. The Ruskies.
Ruskies.
But a lot of them, they're marching in the streets. They got protests in the streets, man.
Do they? Yeah, I was wondering about that. Yeah.
That's pretty wild. I mean, it's a trip to the gulag.
Yeah, especially over there.
Goulash. You know, you never know. I think they had to put as many countries in that fucking NATO as possible. That little piece of shit to go fuck himself. All right.
There you go.
There you go. That's solving some world problems there. It's so dicey. You don't know. You're like, you're thinking, what the fuck? You know, keep your fingers crossed they do the right thing. You don't know. How do you know? How's anyone know?
Who knows?
Yeah. Crazy Tom. Alright. Thank you coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. The world hasn't gone crazy. It's just that one lug nut. And then I guess you're right, though, now I think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much a lot of people. That's the whole world, but
there's a good proportion of them that you get.
Good near.
The other thing came out of this whole affair is it's Kiev, not Kiev. Who knew?
Oh, is
right?
it? It's Kiev? That's
yeah.
the way it's pronounced?
Kiev.
Right.
They don't say Kiev. They don't say Kiev. They say Kiev.
Well, they're wrong.
I heard that a while back when Uncle Bobo was trying to withhold their aid for dirty favors. Of course, he came down on the right side on the issue. He said, Putin's a genius. Putin's a genius. Fuck, man.
Wow.
I know. It's the presidential. Man. They're coming back to kicking ass. G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet. He's
G.T.
got
G.T. Trenton.
He can lift his own weight. And plus a cat.
Oh.
Licking his head. While a cat is licking his head. He can lift his own weight while a cat licks his head. That's what I want to see a video of, dude.
Show this to David Rush.
That was a funny video of GT. Man, I bet you that felt weird, man. A little cat tongue. Sandpaper.
I like your TT Rockabilly cat picture.
Oh!
And the slide.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
That looks pretty good.
That was a hoot. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, man. Let's see here. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Very lively.
Remind myself here. Okay, yeah, there's a repeat, and then the cattle, what is that, a caddy or something? Something real nice. And then a weird animal in a museum, and stop wars, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Take it to the man.
How many people see the slideshows?
I don't know.
I wonder if anyone sees them.
The Germans love it.
The Germans love it.
Yeah, the Germans
go
nuts.
They have it.
The old Achtung right then. It's for the thing. And there's our old pal Hope.
Hope. Other people died.
In the prime of his life, man. Hugging mom, hugging the kids. Beauty, man.
Yep.
If you live long enough, they'll take it all away from you, dude. All away. I'm kidding. Sort of. Right, thanks for coming, sir. I always appreciate your presence.
Oh.
And, of course, on the line there is the Sinister Minister.
Yeah.
Finance and parking. Because he can't figure out how to get the fuck in the line.
Just can't figure it out.
Professor R.J. Gumby. And that makes the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. Woo! With the super host.
Big Fez the Beaver.
Thank you. just a little boy, my mother, she would say, that everywhere and wessie with animals should play. Lions, tigers, and giraffes don't fill me with their habits. I'm just simply crazy about those creatures they call rabbits. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me. I'd love to be a rabbit and hide behind a tree. I love rabbits, they're so little and so clean. They dance and prance to music like the eating of the queen. Don't be afraid of rabbits, cause they have redeeming features. Please don't get us frightened, cause they're such hair-raising creatures. Rabbits live on wetters, they never eat debris. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me. I love rabbits, and right upon me. I love to be a rabbit, and one off upon a spree. I love rabbits, those rascals are so cute. They romp and run around all day, but rabbits are a root. What the folks are very proud of, raising cats and parrots. Rabbits are no problem, they thrive on lots of carrots. A rabbit don't get lonesome, he likes a family. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me.
You asshole.
That's Elmer, man. He has a 16-piece orchestra behind him, it sounded like. He's going right.
I'm pretty sure that was your Spike Jones and the City Slickers band.
Yeah, okay.
And that the singer was Arthur Q. Bryan, the original.
Oh, really?
Elmer Fudd, I think.
Oh,
so.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you might be
that
right.
Sounds,
that
sounded
was
way too much like
though.
Elmer. That
yeah.
Sounded way too much like Elmer Fudd. I love rabbits. I'd never heard that one before.
I don't think I've heard it.
The other day when I heard it, I went, hey, what the heck? What does it say? Okay, it is Spike Jones. And, Bink, 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 featuring, oh, they're saying featuring Danny Webb, the original voice of Elmer Fudd.
Oh, okay.
Oh? And then he says, oh, then somebody in the comments says, Danny Webb? No, the vocals by Arthur Q. Bryan. So there you go.
I go for
don't
that
ever,
guy.
Yeah, don't Arthur ever trust Q. what Bryan. The fucking posters put on the thing.
Well, they don't know.
But it was Spike Jones. You can't mistake Spike Jones. Train out of
that.
I love
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Mel Blanc sing with Spike.
I know. Could have been and Mel did Elmer Fudd for after what's his head died.
Yeah.
Mr. Bryant.
Plus with the animal noises. That was Spike all the way.
It was a beauty, man. Okay, so, like, I got this doctor appointment Monday. Kind of, you know, because I always get, last couple of times they've gone like, well, you're not going to be able to leave until your blood pressure gets to a certain level.
Yeah,
I, holy
gonna
shit.
You're going to pop a few of those pills you took down. Are you still doing that plan?
How's that?
Are you still popping a couple before going there? Is that still your game
plan? I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to the market tomorrow, and I'm going to buy a bunch of beets and some apples.
Like beets. Okay.
And every morning I'm going to drink a bunch of beet juice. Over the weekend.
Hey.
Oh, no, it's good. If you put an apple, put some apples in it. I'll make a pill.
That's drastic. Eesh. I hate
beets. But I was reading today that drinking beet juice will immediately lower your blood pressure.
Okay.
Like you could, tomato juice is good for blood pressure, but it takes, you know, it takes time. You got to build it up over time. Drink beet juice. So, what do I drink Monday before I go down there? Beet juice.
Beet juice, baby.
Beet juice, man.
You got to tell us how this worked out for you.
And then I tell that to Bogey. He's like, he was in a foul mood today. He's like, well, you're just trying to fool a doctor. You shouldn't try to fool a doctor. I'm like, no, I'm trying to lower my blood pressure. If I go in and I have low blood, you know, I'm not maxing out. That's a good thing. And if I keep drinking beet juice, my fucking blood pressure's going to go down. It's all good.
There you go.
It's all bad.
You got a plan.
No bad.
You're a man with
it's
a plan.
No bad in it. It's all good. Negative waves, you know. It could be worse, man. You could be in Kyiv.
Yeah, Kyiv.
You see the guy? The guys, the fucking Russians were coming in through Chernobyl.
Yeah, I've heard it.
For the irradiated area at the north part of Ukraine. Yikes. I mean, there's some shelling over there. It hits one of those bunkers with the nuclear shit. Kaboom!
That could be it, kids.
That thing could go off, man. Jesus Christ.
Most definitely.
Man. That fucking maniac is fucking with World War III, man. Don't fuck with World War III. Don't fuck with World War III.
We don't need
it. No. No. GT says he once had a teacher named Miss Apples. He doesn't think she was sweet. She must be sour. She was a sour
Miss Apple.
Miss Krabapple. And that was the name of the, see, remember that was the name of the Little Rascals teacher, Miss Crabapple?
Yeah, yeah.
They were cussing her out and everything, and then they get to school and she's like, you know, they're all falling in all over themselves.
Yeah.
The fat one, the fatty. They call me Chubsy Wobbsy.
Oh, you're the best.
Great.
I love those Little Rascals.
Hey, those they're never going to come back.
Yeah.
It's sad, too, because there's nothing wrong with Little Rascals, man. When I was a little kid, it's like black kids and white kids getting along.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking piling around.
But every now and again, they say something that would be offensive today. Like
sure.
Uncle George.
Sure.
The Uncle George
sure.
one. I'll never show that again.
But it shouldn't. That should be watched.
Yeah.
It's in black and white, so number one. It's doomed.
I know, man.
Doomed as doomed could be.
They got it colorized on one of these streaming networks.
Yeah. The soundtracks were always off-putting to me, even as a kid.
Yeah.
Because there's just that constant music. It was weird,
man. I told you, man. A buddy of mine, whenever he came over to my house, I was listening to jazz. That's all he ever said. Hey, you listen to Little Rascals music.
That's funny. Hey, how about a quick?
Very quicker one. I'm watching Louis the Lilac right now.
Oh, they got the babes in that one? Usually they got a babe, you know, for the
mall. They get some babes going. Well, I don't know yet. This one just started.
All right. This has been on there for a while. I'm not sure what it is. Ford Prefect's not here, so let's blame Ford.
All right. Probably is anyway.
Time for a quick.
Not in the toast, not in the egg, not on the carpet,
nor the linoleum.
Just had your little brother get it smeared all over him. Poop in the potty, poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty, poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty, poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty, poop goes in the potty.
Not on your brother.
Not on your sister.
Not on any family member. You might wanna make a list. Not on the plants. Not in your hair. Not on the porch. No, we do not want to share. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Not on the swing. Not on the slide. Not while we're spinning on a carnival ride. Not on the window. Not on the wall. No more surprises on the light switch down the hall. Hey!
Poop in the potty.
Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Not in the yard. You're on your honor. Don't go getting no ideas from the neighbor's Weimar honor. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty. Poop in the potty. Poop goes in the potty.
Big massive dumps.
I ought to beat your brains in. I think I will.
I love that line. You might want to make a list of where not to put your poop.
I have such a juvenile sense of humor. I just got a kick out of that. And it would be a good song for a little kid. They'd think it was funny, and they would be like, okay, I get it. Poop in the potty.
Poop in the potty.
On my pants already, OV. And I'm pretty sure that was Ford Prefix.
Oh, that sounds like a Ford. Ford Fine.
Yeah, he finds the weirdest shit, man. I hope everything's all right with the dude, man. You know?
Yeah.
With our age. Just a phone call or whatever there. Yeah, oh boy.
You never know.
I'm falling and I can't get up, or I'm having chest pains.
They're like that guy.
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah,
that's
like
the
that
one.
Guy.
That's
over
the one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
Poop goes in the potty.
Poop. Not on the porch. We don't want to share.
Poop. That was, we were little, and I was trying to tease my little, my younger sister. Little. My younger sister. I always call her a piece of poop. I don't know why that would piss her off so much. But it was just like, I didn't even have to, you know, work too hard at it. A piece of poop.
That was
it?
That hit the nerve?
You gotta love it, man.
Hey, you could be a winner.
Who's the
part of
that show?
Awesome. Yay.
What'd you say there?
Who was your buddy that always said pieces of shit? Always with fluoride.
Oh, pieces of shit. That's two-handed Mikey.
Two-handed Mikey. There you go. Pieces, yeah,
Mikey,
pieces
Mr.
of
Science.
Poop.
Mr. Science hates pieces of shit. He's like, oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Yeah, but he's a piece of shit. Ah. He's so clean cut, man.
Oh, pieces of poop. Kind of clean it up a little bit.
And there you go. Pieces of poop. Those pieces of poop. Doesn't have the same impact as pieces of shit.
No,
I'll tell that to Mike. Maybe we have to change it to pieces of poop.
Yeah,
he'll get a kick out of that. Nice to see that idiot again. Is that Memorial Day? Yeah, Memorial Day. I'm there for the taste of Cincinnati Day.
All right. Oh, good. You going to that again?
Get my corned beef sandwiches.
Last year?
Yeah.
Last year? Yeah.
Yeah. Like twice.
Yeah.
I got so boned on that deal. Yeah. I turned down work.
So now it's showing. Everything's full speed ahead there.
Well, that's the idea. All right, now this is definitely Ford's. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
As a resident of Miami-Dade County, it is your right to know the names and likenesses of sex offenders living in your area. As a public service, we have created this videotape so that you and your friends and family can stay aware, stay safe, and maybe even have a little fun. Enjoy.
Florida has asked us to disclose our sexual crimes to you. We were bad, but now we're good. We're moving into your neighborhood. You know we're trying our best to be functioning members of society. We're not here to start no trouble. We're leaving your fight to the sex offender shuffle.
I'm Larry Arthauer, and I'll refrain from touching my neighbor's kids again. What I did was not too kind, but I'm a nice guy, you'll come to find. I've got a backyard and a real nice pool. Y'all should come over for a barbecue. We can make some cold drinks in my blender, but do keep in mind that I'm a sex offender.
Vernon Douglas is my name. My battery arrest is what brought me fame. But there's much more to know about me. I love to dance and I love to ski. I dip and zoom on through the snow. Strap on my boots and watch me go. But I can't ski until December. Till then I'm just a sex offender.
I'm Charles Dolan, dropping rhymes. I've been arrested 7 times. I know that sounds like a lot. 3 of those times were for vandalism. Feel real bad, I got caught. Might do it again, probably not. I'm not here to make pretenses. I'm here because of my sex offenses.
I'm Sam Pound, I'm number one. Apologizing for what I've done. In case you were wondering what that was, I snuck into a bathroom and I... Eat no truffles, I'm just here to do the sex offender shuffle.
Everybody, I'm Laura Hughes, proving girls can do it too. And by it, I mean touch your cousin. Was it worth it? No, it wasn't. You won't find me in your child's playset, cause I gotta wear this ankle bracelet. I'm not here to go on a bender, I'm here because I'm a sex offender.
Last name Bermholt, first name Mark. I'm moving in somewhere on your block. Not in a house, but in a van. If you need me to move it, I sure can. The last thing I want is any trouble. I've learned my lesson from the sex offender shuffle.
I'm the one they call Arthur Chase. They said I didn't have to show my face. My first trial ended in a hung jury. If I'm found guilty, they'll unblur me. I'm not the necrophiliac Arthur Chase. That's a different Arthur Chase. I'm not here to be my own defender. I'm here because I'm possibly a sex offender.
Okay, real quick, I'm not like these people, okay? This is an extortion plot by my ex-wife who's the only witness, and she's trying to take away my kids, and I'm not here to pack my duffel, I'm just here to do the sex offender shuffle.
State of Florida has asked us to disclose our sexual crimes to you. We were bad, but now we're good. We're moving into your neighborhood. We're obliged to admit the crimes for which we were convicted. We're not here to start no trouble.
We
we interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
All righty.
Good
man.
Stuff.
Immediate retraction. That,
yeah. Yep.
That crappy song. That was Ope to post it. That was like last week, man.
Yep.
Oops.
I remember seeing it on your page. It was Ope. Yeah. Yep. Good job, Ope.
But then when I saw the name of the song, I'm thinking, well, that disgusting thing has to be Ford.
Uh-huh.
I apologize, Ope. Apologize, uh-huh. Ford. I apologize to the listener, especially the German.
We played that puppy before, but ages ago. Ages.
Really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Good
really,
stuff.
Dude?
Wow. Funny clip.
Yeah. Well,
I like
I guess
the guy
there's been a lot of. There's been a lot of 3 minutes over the years. run into another one here and there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's no Jimmy, but it's worth another listen. All right, man. Where's my phone I don't fuck up? Well, anyways, we don't have any listeners in what do you call Ukraine or Russia for that. So
there you go.
But we do have some Polish in Poland. So
yeah, all right.
There might be some dudes, you know, in Poland.
I love Polish chicks.
Well,
we love Polish chicks.
We're with you guys, man. You got to stand together. We'll get them. There's a lot of Ukrainian soldiers in Poland that are coming back to fight, man. People are like, imagine that, dude. They're like handing you a rifle.
Yeah.
You know, go, hey. Although,
go get 'em.
You and I are above draft age, believe it or not. Anybody from 20 to 60, they said. Nice.
Jesus.
But, I mean, you know, I'm sure people in their 70s are grabbing fucking guns. Crazy time.
Yeah.
They're fighting for their lives, their fucking homes.
It's in their backyard, yeah.
Jesus. It's an infamia, that's what it is. All right. Well, that's going on for real. And so is this.
Something.
So is this. In New York doctors, is Mount Sinai Hospital. this man was having difficulty breathing through his right nostril.
Okay.
Well, they discovered he had a tooth growing in his nasal cavity. So they removed the tooth growing inside of his nostril.
Oh, how the hell does that happen?
I can breathe again.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's an ectopic tooth, a term for tooth growing in an abnormal place.
Okay.
Going the wrong way through the roof there, and it's front. Weird, man.
That's wild shit, man.
Yeah.
Weird,
yeah.
Wild shit.
He's okay now, but man, weeks back, not so good. Oh, okay, the gender thing. You know, I wasn't, like, dogging that Jeopardy lady.
No. I didn't get that vibe.
Transgender Jeopardy champion. She has announced her engagement to her girlfriend, Genevieve Davis. So good luck to them.
All right.
She has had her ups and downs since she won all the dough. Chick that's winning now, I say yabo. She's not really like the hottie hot, but she's got a nice yabo. First night she had a sweater on, like ooh. Nice. And then she beat the champion. Oh, that was a wild game. She beat the champion, but she didn't bet enough. She should have bet one more dollar, and she'd have won.
Oh.
Ended
oh,
up in a
shit.
Tie. It ended up in a tie.
Oh,
and they
okay.
had to have a tiebreaker question. I don't think I've ever seen that. Or I may have, but it's been a long, long time. It hardly ever happens.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. I was like, cool. Here's amazing news. You know, like in Ohio, we have passed these laws like, you know, open concealed carry and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think they even, like, made it so you don't even have to take a course to be concealed carry permit.
Okay.
You just go get one like a dog license. Which, that's all, these are all great ideas, of course. Ohio gun deaths in 2021 are near an all-time high already. Nice.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
God,
oh, wait, that's 2021, so that's last year. Yeah, so they were, like, at an all-time high. Or they tied 2020. Nice. Okay. Maybe they had
okay.
a few more after this article was on. Yeah, this is... Cause, well, this is February 2022. Anyways.
Yeah, so
people be shooting
some
people.
Laws there, man.
Well, they are, and they want... oh, good night, GT.
You do.
But they keep passing these laws to get more guns, it seems, in people's hands. And the result is more gun deaths. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, no. Where can I
you would think
themselves?
More guns, there'd be less shooting, right? Jesus. Fucking dopes. And then these guys running for the Senate seat that's opening up, and the governor, and against the governor. They don't like the governor. They got a Republican governor. He's not Republican enough.
Oh, jeez.
This one guy, his platform is God, guns, and Uncle Bobo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I swear to you.
Oh, no. Oh, Christ.
And they're like, this other guy's like, oh, these other guys, they don't love Bobo like I love Bobo. I love Bobo. I love Bobo more than they love Bobo. Yeah. It's
freaking,
man. It's a freaking shit.
You would think they try to distance themselves, but they're all still out there with it.
Oh, Bobo. Man. You know, well, he's very popular in the boonies here, man, in the sticks.
No shit.
And, oh, man, you run on the Bobo platform, you're in there.
Oh,
love you.
Man.
Got them county feed stores there. You're like, hey, hey, I can get away with my Bernie sticker. You go, yeah, well, he had some good ideas. Lynch if you had a Biden on there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's switch gears here and go to the animal world.
All right, we like the
animal
world.
News. Animal world music, man. All right, here we go. This is flipping me out. The Nook, an orphaned Jerry Nook. I'm going to look that up, how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
Jerry Nook. Pronunciation. All right.
Yeah.
Speaker on.
Garenick.
Okay.
Mm. All right, what is this thing, first of all? What the hell is
a
Garenick?
It is a very tiny, well, not a tiny, but a small antelope with a real long neck. And they don't need to drink water. What?
All right. They don't need to drink water.
They don't need to drink water.
Oh.
They get enough moisture from plant life they eat and can survive in dry thornbush country and even in the desert. They conserve water with uniquely adapted nasal passages, which prevent evaporative loss. Is that wild stuff?
That is wild. Jesus Christ.
A fucking mammal, big mammal there, running around, doesn't need to drink water. What?
That's
mind blown. Mind blown.
Interesting world.
Gerenuk. Gerenuk?
Yeah, Gerenuk.
Gerenuk. Yeah, you Gerenuk. All right. And then an update. Oops. Got the speaker up there. Update on Hank the Tank, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hank the Tank. Yeah, it's a big bear.
Yeah. Now, they're starting to think maybe it's more than one bear doing this.
Okay.
Mayhem.
In cahoots.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully this works out, man, because I, you know, they took the DNA samples and they're like, you know, they're finding different DNA, so.
Okay.
Man, I hope this works out good for the bears somehow. Why you gotta, don't be killing no bears, man. Bears are fucking cool. I like bears.
Gotta love bears.
I mean, I wouldn't want one in my backyard. Okay, or in the neighborhood. But
Who was that bear fed that used to be the Possum Lounge all the time? Brown Bear? What was the name of that bear? Big Bear? Big Brown Bear?
Oh, Mad Bad Bear.
Mad Bad Bear, yeah.
Mad Bad Bear was a Goyle.
Yep. She hasn't been around in a while.
I know. Well, she was one of the smart ones, got out early.
And good memory, Decker. Remember that name, Mad Bad Bear.
I'll tell you, I'm 61 years young, lad.
Wait till you're my age. Then you won't know.
All right. We got it. A poop story.
All right.
Gentlemen. Jump, jump, jump.
All right.
A company. A plant-based pet food company in Britain has a job offer. Another one of these. They're always in Britain. Why aren't these job offers ever in Ohio?
Exactly. So,
although this one I might take a pass on. They're offering to pay a dog owner more than $6,000 to switch their canine's diet for 2 months and keep track of the pet's poop smell.
Keep track of the smell itself?
Yeah.
$6,000?
Yeah. Yeah. They got to feed the dog this food, and it smell is poop, and keep a chart. I don't know how. The winning applicant will be paid $6,685.82, and free dog food for 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And months of sniffing your dog's shit.
Does it get any better than that? I don't know. It's a dream job.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's everything.
That's something.
Oh, yeah, and
the
fuck poop.
Story.
Don't stop me. No.
Now, back to our show. This diamond ring
Don't shine for me anymore. This diamond ring don't mean what it did before. So if you've got some buddy whose love is true, won't you let it shine for you now?
Jumped in the boat.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as I was putting the show together, happenstance, kind of funny.
Okay.
I was doing like a rabbit hole thing. I was watching this video about Leon Russell being a session guy.
Yeah.
And in the background, they were playing that song, "This Diamond Ring." And I'm like, he wasn't on that. Because they didn't talk about it. And then I looked up the song on the Wikipedia, and they go, John Russell's playing on that fucker. On the famous one, Gary Lewis and the Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the song was written by Al Kooper. And then they say Al Kooper didn't like the Gary Lewis one. He redid it in the 70s, and that was him. So that's one for Elvis.
Oh, that's Al Kooper?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And he wrote the damn thing. He wrote the damn
thing. He brought some funk to it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Got that right. So I usually don't know anything about the music that I play, but for some reason it happened to...
It's, You found it intriguing.
Well, yeah. I was like, well, I wonder what that sounds like. I'm like, well, holy shit, that's what I'm playing tonight. Fuck that. Fuck all the dumb shit. What am I doing over here like an idiot? Not playing that. Be a fool. Be a fool. Let's see. We got any? Got any good commercials? You want to do a commercial?
Yeah, they commercial on us.
Do you remember Lipizzine? What was Lipizzine about?
Lipizzine. Why does that sound familiar? Or they all sound familiar?
We got insurance goons. We got Joe Namath Medical Care Helpline.
Let's find out what this is. Lipizzine.
Lipizzine. Okay, here we go. Lipizzine commercial.
Hi, I'm Holly Robinson Peach.
And I'm Rodney Peach. And after 16 years in the NFL, it came as no surprise that knee surgery might be in my future.
And when the doctor said Rodney needed to lose weight before surgery, we knew that Lipizzine can help him lose 4 times more weight. It's America's number one weight loss supplement.
I've already lost 30 pounds in 4 pant sizes.
Where's my pants?
I didn't need a prescription or meal plan.
I've lost 10 pounds. I have more energy, more stamina.
Where's my pants?
We eat our favorite foods and still lose 4 times more weight.
I'm very impressed with Rodney's weight loss. His blood pressure and cholesterol have really improved.
Where's my pants?
I recommend Lipizzine because it's made from the rare konjac root, which contains glucomannan, a very safe and effective weight loss supplement.
Lipizzine has no harmful side effects.
I can't see shit!
No caffeine, no jitters, no counting calories.
Bullshit!
No cleanses.
Oh, yeah!
No starve diet.
Bullshit! Oh, shit!
No boot camp.
Bullshit!
Nothing in your lifestyle needs to change.
Where's my damn pants?
Just add life.
In a clinical study, people were asked to not change their lifestyle and simply add life. As a result, they lost not just twice the weight, not 3 times, but they lost 4 times more weight just by adding life. And 78% of them lost their fat, not water, but fat.
How can any race be so stupid?
Call 800-560-NO-WE-NOT-NOW-FEATS-GUS, 800-560-NO-WE-NOT-NOW-FEATS-GUS,
800-560-NO-WE-NOT-NOW-FEATS-GUS.
Hey, I like it.
Somebody help Tourette's guy find his pants.
My brain hurts!
Oh, boy. That's funny.
That was good. I like that one.
Yeah, it's that Lipizzine commercial. They were running that, like, all the time, man.
Yeah, yep.
And it was just getting on my nerves, man, even though that chick's really cute.
That was a long time ago. So is this shit still on the market? Whatever happened to it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't
those
trust
guys don't
shit.
Do it. Yeah, they haven't been on doing it for a couple years.
Keep that in mind for all the stuff they're advertising today. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Like they're suffering what's to happen.
I think they do still sell it, but I don't think they have a celebrity pitch man. I can't narrow.
No. As soon as I heard those two Petes, man, I remember that commercial.
Yeah. Late at night, they used to. Geez, really? Now it's just that damn expanded Medicaid or Medicare commercial. Oh my God! There's dozens of them, and they're on like every commercial on the crappy channels. Nobody, you know the not on like the regular channels, the ones that show all the reruns and shit. because we're old. Oh man, I got it. I've mentioned I did started my taxes, which is like mind blowing. Yeah. So I'm gonna get them finished file this weekend. But today in the mail,
yeah.
I get a thing from the federal government telling me how much I got in my stimulus checks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I didn't, I remember it to be that amount, and I put a different amount in. Because I already started. I put a different amount in. I'm like, motherfuck, man, nice talent, you know. Way to wait till now telling me. I got to go, luckily I go back in and amend it. Because I haven't filed it yet. But geez, don't wait till the last minute.
They just catch it in? Like you almost put it out?
Pardon me?
Did you catch? You caught it on time, right? You don't
matter. I still have to finish my bullshit, you know, this weekend.
Yeah.
Finish it off. So luckily this came today, but I'm like, geez, what the fuck? That's interesting news that I probably should have had before today. I thought I had 1,200. It was 1,400. So, man, those were some great days. Hey, there's Ford Prefect is here, man.
Ford.
Fjord! Welcome, sir. Good to have you with us. We were blaming you for shit you didn't even do, man. Sorry. But we did blame you for some of the shit you did do. Some of the shit you did do, some of the shit you didn't do. You never knew. Good to have you with us, sir. Glad you're okey-doke. And you're in time for tonight's polka party.
That's what he's here for.
Dude. Oh, my God. He had real life? Ford, say it ain't so. Blame him for everything, he says. All right. Well, you fool.
Okay, no problem.
The polka? Ford's fault.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Hide-and-seeker, what I do is so unique. Though I'm not the fairest, I don't get embarrassed when I show off my physique. I can streak so fast the cops can't catch my... I show them the other cheek. Come on, all you peekers, won't you join the streakers? Be as proud as you can be. Now stop all your staring, take off what you're wearing, show off your anatomy. Just keep your composure through this new exposure, come and streak along with me. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suit, yeah! If you're sitting there and you will take my dare, then stand up and listen to me. Don't be such a pooper, streaking is so super, you can streak if you hang loose. Now you're in the mood for dancing in the nude, so dance this tune, then shoot the moon. If you're bravely thinking about going streaking, there's just one thing you should know. Watch out for the coppers, they'll say it's not proper to be caught without your clothes.
Your nerve will be tested when you get arrested, so don't streak if you're too slow. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suits, yeah!
Who does that? Back.
What's that?
There you go.
That's a fad they should bring back.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. He says so. I looked it up on the polka was playing. Streaking was popular. It rose to popularity on the college campuses in the fall of
1973. Okay.
And then it was at the 46th Annual Academy Awards in 1974. That the dude streaked the Oscars there.
Yep.
David Niven.
There's a documentary.
He had to show all his shortcomings. What's that?
Yeah. There's a documentary about that guy that did it.
He didn't turn out so lucky, did he? He had a
I forget what happened to him, but yes, bad shit happened to him.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah,
because I think I've seen it. I want to see it again.
I forget what happened, but yeah, I think people screwed him over or something. He was a hippie or something. I forget what happened.
Yeah. All right. Now, 74 was Ray Stevens' streak, so he was right there on a bandwagon. Right on. Ford asked what year was Ray Stevens.
I don't know.
I remember, man. Kids in school were doing that shit. It was fun. I didn't do it.
I never did it. I've never seen anybody do it either.
I don't think I ever saw anybody do it either. I heard about guys doing it.
Yeah.
Seen them on TV and whatnot. They did them at ball games and stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Yucks. Oh, we've managed
they have the annual naked bike rides here in Philadelphia. That's a big thing.
Yeah. You want to get a
every
good
year
seat
they
for
have
that.
That. I don't know how they get away with it, but it's all right to do it.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah. It's not that I'm a huge fan of pants, but I don't know, man. I don't think I'd be into bare ass cycling.
No.
I mean, I'd at least have to have my underpants on, man.
Gotta watch the little guys.
For real, man. You don't want everything sloshing all over the place. Have some kind of support. Well, wasted close to 90 minutes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Possum. Winner.
Boston Canadian. I hope the fucking war's over by the next time we meet.
This is crazy.
Come to
shit.
Your senses. Come to your senses.
Always something, man.
I dig how the Ukrainians are kicking ass, though, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is so cool, man. God bless them.
Yep.
Me heart.
That's a roll over.
Fucking. We got trouble right here in Dnieper River City. That starts with a T and that rhymes with penis. Starts with Putin. Nice one, Ford. Who's in Canadian? Cake's got water. Apple cheeks got apple tea. Apple tea.
Apple tea.
OMG, that sounds good. Oh, you know what else is supposed to lower blood pressure?
What's that?
Stevia. Stevia.
Oh, stevia. Oh, I've heard
of
that.
Yeah, I had some in my last coffee today just because I found it. And I was like, what about the side effects of this? Oh, it lowers your blood pressure.
There you go.
That's just what I'm looking for.
That and beet juice.
Beet juice. I'm leaning heavy on the beet juice, man.
Well, best of luck with all that.
here's to the beet juice. Maybe I'll be signing off on beet juice from now on. All right, man. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize. Oh, that was uninspiring. Hold on. Turn
Me
it
too.
Up here. Energize. Hey, there you go.
Holy, holy, ravioli!
Got it.
I think that was for like all Batman show that we never kind of came together. Holy moly, ravioli! Trip down the rabbit. I hope to see that Al Cooper song on the Elvis Roth farm, man.
Yep. Well, it's going on Grenache tonight.
Going on Grenache, though. All right.
You need a good song on Friday night.
Is that the Friday night caboosh?
There you go. Friday night caboosh.
I thought you'd go with Holy Moly Ravioli, but that's a good choice.
That's a good afternoon one. Holy moly.
Hey, man. Good times, man. Good show tonight. I'm in a pretty good frame of mind.
Good.
The weather change, man. I'm just looking forward to it.
Weather very up and down over here, man. It was summertime yesterday. I'm freezing our asses off today.
Yeah. It's been cold the last couple of days here, but and rain, man, it rained all day yesterday.
Yeah. We had it this morning. Yeah.
Anyways, it's nice. It's warming up. I'm getting out. I'm able to get out a couple days a week, which is nice at my age.
Get your walk in.
Man, that cane collection I amassed when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Starting to look like that was a good idea. That was planning ahead. The collector. All my many collections. Yeah. Got some good canes, man.
That's some pretty canes.
I want to get one of those. No, the one that wobbly one he could stand up on his own. I like that one. TV. All right, man. Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too, sir.
Send some shit, man. Do it again Monday.
We'll do. We'll do.
Dig it, app. Cock a snook.
Pause the mower.
Cock a snook and pause the mower. There you go, man.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's Gunsmoke.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!